Welcome to Apollo Live Past and Present. This is your host, Eric Ortega. In this program, we discuss the history of the Apollo community through the views of the people who live there. Today, our phrase is going to be Nahachem Taniwa, and that's Kupeño for the men are dancing. We're also going to have an interview with Gilbert Mahado, where he talks about education. Check this out.
And I was kind of glad I went back to school. At least I got my senior diploma. I can say I went to, you know, graduate from school.
Thank you, Gilbert Mahado. To hear more from him later. Now we're going to get back to our word of the day, which is Nahachem Taniwa. Nahachem Taniwa. Now, Nahachem is the plural form of the word Nahanish. Nahanish is the singular form of man. Now, it doesn't mean you're a single man. It means there's no other men around. So the next word is Tani. Tani, meaning to dance. And Taniwa is the present tense plural. So the phrase is Nahachem Taniwa. Nahachem Taniwa. Now, if we're ready for a song, let's have a song that has that phrase in there. The song is by Paul Miranda, and he's singing Nahachem Taniwa. Nahachem Taniwa. The men are dancing.
Na Nahachem, Na Nahachem, Taniwa, Taniwa. 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 Na Nahachem, Na Nahachem, Taniwa, Taniwa.
All right, thank you, Paul Miranda. I know you've been waiting for Gilbert Mahado's interview, and here it comes. This is me talking to Gilbert Mahado. We talked about education. He liked all the schools he went to. He went to trade schools. He went to Sherman. He went to Bonsall. He went to Paula School. And all this while protecting this country and the military. So listen up. It's a great interview. Hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you a little bit about when you were growing up. What were some of the schools around here? What schools did you attend to? Like, say, I don't know, kindergarten, first grade? Where'd you go there?
I went here to Paula here. What do you call that new building right there in the corner? When you heard Temecula on this side, Temecula Road.
Oh, the fire station? Where the old fire station is? Or
it used to be there years ago, I think, isn't it?
That's where the old schoolhouse was?
Yeah, right there in the corner. That used to be a schoolhouse there, and then they had a kitchen in there to cook for the kids, and a little cafeteria room.
Oh, okay.
And that's before your time, maybe, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I went there till I was, the third grade.
Where'd
then
you go
I went to Bonsall.
How'd you like Bonsall?
Oh, I liked it pretty good, but, you know, it was, in fact, there wasn't that many students them days, so, you know, they had, in fact, they had two or three grades in the same room, you know.
Oh, that was the old little house on the prairie, huh?
Yeah. And it was, I enjoyed it, you know, I mean, there's, as far as I think, I always got along with everybody, you know. Another school. I always remember, though, God, I don't know what it was. We'd take off our shoes and run around outside and recess. So we can be faster or something. God, I mean, I think back now, I know.
I guess it wasn't all paved back then, huh?
No, just some places it was. They had a little I don't know if that thing is still there. Old Bon, you've been there to Bonsall. Way in the back, they had one classroom there. I can't remember. It was when they first opened up there, and they had, I don't know how many grades in there. Then they added, finally added on next to it, to school there. So then we moved out of that one. There was about two or three different classes in that one little...
So the old schoolhouse.
I think it's still there.
Yeah.
It's an antique now, I think. You know, you know some of the kids that go to school there now, I guess. You ought to ask them if that place is still there. And
it's still there, because they're restoring it.
In fact, I think they painted it green. Kind of light green, unless they changed it.
No. I think, yeah, it's green with, like, or it's white with green trim.
Yeah. So it's kind of, you know, that's quite a ways back.
Yeah, what, you were born, what, 19...
1925.
Talked with Jane, you know her, right? About how holidays were in the past and how they're different now. And
yeah.
But everything else was here because we really didn't have cars to just go anywhere.
You know? There's a few of them had cars. I was lucky my dad had a car, though. Well, he was a carpenter, so he made, you know, pretty good money. So he had, you know... And he always had a car, and well, he had to have one to go to work, you know, different places. And he built a lot of those. I enjoyed the Paula school here too, because it's right close by. Plus, my grandma, she used to be the head cook there, and so we had.
Who was your grandma?
Salvadora Valenzuela.
Oh, she was the head cook over there?
Yeah, she was a cook, and she helped teach, you know, too, when they needed her, you know, so that, so. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of nice, you know, that way. And I got along with all the kids. We didn't have much. That's our little play yard right there. And they fed us pretty good. But the only thing I blame this, is because we had to have a little shot of milk in the morning, say around 10 o'clock, then in the afternoon. But back in them days, I guess there wasn't electricity. We had a... ice box, you know, big ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the milk wasn't that cold.
Oh.
And I kind of didn't like that warm milk, but I had to drink it, you know. So that is why, I guess, even now, today, I don't drink much milk.
Oh.
Oh, I drink it in my coffee and, you know, stuff like that, but and my mush or oatmeal or something like that. So you think there's things like that. I blame that school there, because God, a day we didn't have no, they had had ice boxes, no ice in there.
Right.
So.
My dad, you know, he would have been around your age. He was born in 1917. So he grew up with ice box and stuff. As a matter of fact, when I was growing up, you know, we had a refrigerator, and he would say, yeah, put it in the ice box and stuff, and like, oh, okay, you know, and so, you know, that's what I ended up calling an ice box.
Yeah.
But then you go to somebody else's house, and they're like, we don't have an ice box, that's a refrigerator. And I go, oh, I know it's a refrigerator, but, you know, my dad calls it an ice box, and so...
Yeah, they did in them days, yeah.
You know, didn't think nothing of it, but that was just his phrase for it.
Yeah.
But when he got a brand new house, and he had a brand new refrigerator in there, he called it a Frigidaire.
Frigidaire.
and, you know, I didn't really catch that later on. I thought maybe it was like his own little accent to say refrigerator.
Yeah.
But then one time I was walking by there, and I looked at it, and it said... Frigidaire right on the side there, so it was the name brand.
That's the brand
of the refrigerator. And so he said, yeah, we bought a refrigerator. So that's like somebody saying, I bought a Ford, you know, instead of saying I bought a truck or a car. I bought a Ford. Yeah. So he had a Frigidaire. I never knew that a Frigidaire was a refrigerator. I thought refrigerators were Frigidaires.
Yeah. Yeah, I always remember my grandma had a big, well, like, you know, our fridge is now this wide. She had one. It was an ice box, though, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, quite long. It was about 4 feet, 5 feet, I guess. And that's where she held it down, her house, you know.
And I remember they were, like, really thick. And
yeah, they were thick doors.
Insulated and stuff.
Yeah, insulated, yeah.
And the door would, like, lock shut.
Another thing I used to like about Paula here was, years ago, we had a river. And we were able to swim in it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's when, you know, I guess maybe it's about two feet or something. We used to think it was deep, you know. We'd dive in and stuff like that. And I had a laugh back in those olden days. I guess the government gave us a lot of these coveralls, you know. So we had a one-piece outfit, and would be here. Paul, I'd get off the bus since we're going to Boston, I guess. Take off and head for the river, and Bob would be undressing, taking our diving naked. Of course, there's no girls around. Maybe some hiding around the big way. But I never did. I think about that. Oh, we did. Well, it's not crazy, but I guess, you know, kids are, when they're little, you know, they do things that they never do today now, you know.
Yeah, the river used to run a lot more, they said, back then. And I don't remember it ever running like that, except, you know, when it rained.
Oh, yeah, we had running continuously all the time. But that's when, you know, well, then it started building up in Palma, orange groves, avocados, lemons, trees, stuff like that.
And then they put the dam in up there.
Yeah, the dam up there, and so. And them guys taking the water, too, and right, the river's right there. Go through all those groves, you know, so.
Yeah, they start
pulling it out. it was nice in them days, I thought, you know, but I don't think I want to live like that now. You know? Everything is so convenient, you know, modern nowadays. So.
Well, you know, as you get older, you get adapted to the way things are now.
Yeah.
You know? If you were, I assume, I can't say as I ever grew up in those, or, you know, lived in those times, but I assume that if you were older then, you would just adapt to it, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Talk about the modern conveniences of having a automatic rifle or something.
Yeah.
Or I know my dad, he enjoyed having a refrigerator. Oh, here's a question for you. Since you had ice boxes, do you know where they went and got the ice at? Or?
You know, I don't, I was just talking about it now. I'm trying to remember where they, I think there used to be a guy come around with the ice.
Oh, okay.
You know, like a pickup, had a little covered, you know, like an ice box back there, and he brought it that way. And that way you bought so much, you know, I can.
And, you know, here's something, too. My dad would say how they had ice boxes and stuff, and you would get a block of ice and put it in there. But he remembers one time that somebody brought some dry ice, and he said, yeah, they go, oh, yeah, this dry ice, it works, you know, works better. And they put the dry ice in there, and it froze all the food because it works way better than
ice. Yeah, dry ice.
Yeah. But dry ice will, like, last longer as long as it's closed up and everything, you know, and it stays way colder. It's way colder than regular water, frozen water. But, yeah, he said it froze everything in there. It couldn't get the milk would come out in a block.
Yeah.
It couldn't get it out of the container.
Yeah, because that ice right now, that stuff is dry ice. Pretty expensive now, though.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, it's not cheap. Everything is up, though, you know.
But the school district itself, like Bonds Elementary, has 1,000 students in it.
Really?
Yeah. It's a lot bigger than when you went there.
Oh, man. And maybe the building was just big or something, you know, that when I went to school.
And everybody fit in it, huh?
I remember that. It's pretty nice. I got along. I liked the school after I think about it, you know. And hey, there was one time that I had to prove to myself and other people that, hey, I'm not going to miss a day of school. In fact, I didn't miss a day of school one year just to prove to people I could do it. You know, you're crazy. You do things you don't realize. But hey, you know. Well, I wasn't. I'd say I wasn't the smartest kid in school, but I got average, you know, grades. Mm-hmm. Some subjects you got A's and B's, and others you got C's and D's. I remember that, boy. You know, when you're younger, you just... Well, sometimes we don't pay enough attention to school and stuff like that when you're young.
Yeah.
You know, and you kind of ignore it, you know, but it's your own fault, you know.
Some things just aren't that important.
Yeah. But I liked Sherman a lot, though, you know.
Oh, so after Bonsall, you went to Sherman?
Yeah, after... Well, I left Bonsall when I was an eighth grader. I went to Sherman. See, they take kids there. I think... 7th grade, I think, on up 8th and 12th. Well, years before they had a younger one, but they cut them down, I guess, and just, I don't know why, but they did that. And so I went up there when I was a 7th grader, so then I stayed there till I was a senior, and that's when I had to go in the Navy, you know, in the senior there, and I had half a year of school, so I went in the Navy, you know, so that, and I stayed 3 years, and I enjoyed it, and it's just lucky that I found out that after we coming back, they're going to allow us to go back to school to finish up. So a lot of veterans went back. See, because I only had half a year of seniors.
Right.
But I had to go in the Navy, you know, and I spent 3 years in the Navy, and so I went back to school there, and that's where I met my wife.
Out in the palm trees.
Oh, yeah, her sister, no, Shirley, she was a young girl. Gwen took her down there when she was really too young to go to school there, but she did. She's kind of a smart little girl. And we used to go walk around the campus with Gwen and I, hide behind the palm trees. So we Shirley, boy, she'd be looking for us every place she could. Well, she was just a young girl, you know, I guess she's lonesome too, or too. I always remember that, you know. So, but I had a good time in Sherman. I liked it. You know why? Because, hey, you meet, after you think about it now, you meet Indians from all over the state of California, Arizona, New Mexico, Idaho, Washington, and stuff like that.
Utah.
And Nevada, Utah. You know, they all go there, so, and Gwen and I travel an awful lot to all these powwows all over this western states, and I run into some of the students I went to school with, and boy, that makes you feel good when you see them, like, you know.
Yeah, I guess it would, yeah.
Plus, I got a couple buddies right now I went to school with, though. They live in, one lives in Sacramento, his name's Lester Wilson. He was in the service, too, but not with me, you know, but we went back to school and finished up there our senior year, you know, and then another one, Wilbur Smith, he lives in Sutcliffe, Nevada. It's above Reno there.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he's got a grocery store there and, you know, stuff like that, and he's doing pretty good yet. He's still, but he's got his daughter and her husband that taking over now because he's getting too old. Like me. But he got a darn good store up there. So about 30 miles above Reno, you know, Nevada. It's by that Nixon, that lake up there. They got a big, you know, you heard of that, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Nixon, they got a big lake up there by Sutcliffe.
Oh. Sutcliffe. And that's by Sacramento, you said? Up there?
No, that one's up in Nevada.
Oh.
See? Because Reno, Nevada, then you go north into Sutcliffe there. It's a, well, the town is a couple miles away from him. And he's a couple miles from the lake on the road that goes up there. So he's a pretty good sized grocery store, and he sells beer too, I guess. And he's doing pretty good, but he's getting up my age. So I think he's 85, I think it is. I'm 86. See, I'm,
mm-hmm.
So we've always been good friends, and I, his sister went to school there too, you know, her fella, you know, and Lester Wilson, he was alone though, and he's related to Wilbur.
Oh, really?
And he was a good friend of mine too, and so we all kind of stuck together. So I haven't been able to go see him now and kind of go in, you know, I can't travel like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
But I see him at least once or twice a year, you know, and go up there, just make it a point to go visit him. I call him every now and then.
So you still like to travel, huh?
Oh, yeah, I still like to travel. So, but with Gwen, I can't really travel anymore. And plus, the doctor told me not to bring her back to Utah, where she's from. Kind of the altitude, you know. It's too high. It's 5,000 feet there, and her heart's kind of getting bad, you know. And so she said that she'd rather live down here. It's too cold up there. She didn't want to. She don't want to even go back. She wants to go back and visit, but she can't, you know. But she don't want to live there anymore. It's too cold. And when you get older, you just start, that cold takes over a little, you know.
Even, you know, even at my age, those old injuries start acting up, you know, and it gets really cold.
Well, I have a few injuries here and there that ache, you know, at my age. Well, you got to have them, you know. But
yeah, you get around.
I'm just thankful I'm pretty good shape, and I can't believe it, you know. Well, I guess I should say this. Maybe they might listen, you know. I said, hey, I think that, see, I quit drinking now for between 55 and 60 years now. And that might have some little, that helps, you know.
Yeah.
And I quit smoking about 40, 45 years ago. I think back now, these guys buying a pack of cigarettes, what it cost. I quit when it was $1 a pack, you know. Yeah, and then too, when I used to drink, we could buy a six-pack of Lucky Lager for $1. Then up there in Utah, they had some other cheaper beer. They had Becker's, and I can't think of other brand, but you can buy it for 85 cents a six-pack. And now these guys, oh, That's unbelievable. I just can't understand how they can afford it. You know, yeah. I think back when I was in the Navy, when I was overseas there, we could buy cigarettes for 5 cents a pack or 50 cents a carton, you know. And at the beer garden there in this Marshall Islands, we could buy beer for 10 cents a can. And I think about, oh, my God. Things were good in them days. Well, I guess they treated you good over there, though, since they knew you're
going there. Yeah. Go out and get drunk on $5, huh?
Well, no, huh? They give you a...
Oh, that script?
A little monthly chit, they call it. You know, like a credit card has the days of the month on there and everything.
Uh-huh.
And when you go in the beer garden, they clip it. So you got your 2 cans a day, see?
Oh.
But you had to pay 10 cents a can. Of course, that's bad. I think about that, oh, man. But we knew some guys that didn't drink, so they'd give us her. So you see, there's always a way. You want it more, you can get it. Oh, boy. But we didn't, you know, we didn't overdo it, though. You know, we're... Mm-hmm. So, but it was nice, you know, and I was kind of glad I went back to school. At least I got my senior diploma, I can say. I went to, you know, graduate from school.
Yeah, you know... A lot of people from that generation actually got their high school diplomas. It's funny because the dropout rate is actually higher now than it was then.
I know, you know.
Because they had, the boarding schools. You were sent away to school, and the only way you got out of that school was to get your diploma, you know.
So. Or else you goofed up and they had to send you home, you know. That way. Some did that, too. There were some naughty ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they would go take off someplace and go drink, try to get some beer here and there. They get caught, then they finally just sent them home because they didn't want to put up with that, you know. And I like Sherman. It was a good school because it had different trades there. If you wanted to learn, man, you can, you know. I like the mill and cabinet. I like that place. I worked there for a while. Then they got into the kitchen. I worked in the kitchen there as a cook, you know. Then I... Mm-hmm. Went to the bakery place and made. I used to make bread. We used to make over, about almost, I'd say maybe roughly 200 loaves of bread, you know, for the school there. So we had around 400 or 500 students there when I was, you know, going there, you know.
And that was like a bakery itself, or was it the kitchen?
No, it's a bakery. Just separate. It's right next to the kitchen, right there next door. And the kitchen too, they had a. They can seat around 300 or 400 people inside that building over there with the kitchen over there to feed the kids, you know. So
yeah.
It was nice.
Okay.
They even had a place you have cows to milk cows and, you know, for the place there. And so that it was pretty, you could learn a lot of different trades there, you know. In fact, my trade after I got out of the Navy was I couldn't work any heavy duty work. Kind of my disability, so I went to school there in San Diego at the barber school. That's why I become a barber. And I think now, so just think that, I can't remember, but it seemed like a child's haircut was about 90 cents, and the grown-ups was $1, and the flat top was $1.25. And now, what do you pay?
Oh, man. You can go to some places and pay... you know, $15-16 in some places.
I go up here to Temecula by that place where there used to be a Stater Brothers that went out of business, and it's a barbershop there where for servicemen is $9 and seniors $9. So I started going there quite a number of years back, and I still go there. The only thing is the women now. I don't know where the men are. There used to be some men barbers here, but.
It's women barbers now or women hairstylists?
There's two of them women there that's now. And hey, they give me good haircut, so I'm not complaining, you know, about them.
You probably go there because they're women there.
Yeah, at least I can talk to women, you know. At least I can take a look. No, but you know, these guys, they say it costs them an average about $15, I think it is, isn't it?
Uh-huh,
it does. Some pay a little more than that. I go up there, and them girls are good, though. They're not bad, you know. And in fact, they just got a haircut the other day, you know. And after she said, well, how do you like it? Oh, my God, you turned it gray. I said, they laughed.
That was Gilbert Mahato talking about education, military, returning to education, And then going on to the trade schools where he learned how to be a barber. And now he just, I enjoy talking to Mr. Mahato. He just like enjoys life no matter what's going on. He just got nothing bad to say about the man. So we had a little recap. We talked to Gilbert Mahato. We talked over the phrase Nahacham Taniwa. We heard some songs. If you have any feedback, any input, go ahead and give us a call, 760-742-4200. We'll be glad to hear from you. And if you want to have some phrases and stuff looked at, you want to have you want to be on the show and talk about some phrases that you know, that'd be just awesome. Come on in. Let's talk about it. And we just got wide open forum here to talk about some of the phrases. Spend about 5-10 minutes talking about some phrases, companion phrases, and then an interview. And remember, I'm not just interviewing elders. We're going to talk to different people in the community, people that have lived here, you know, 10, 20 years. Just talk about the different changes in the last 10, 20 years, last 30 years, 40 years. Or you can talk to people like Mr. Mahato, talk about changes over the last 60 years. And it's just an interesting way to talk about the different things that have occurred on the Pali Reservation and the community. And I hope everybody understands that we have been here a while as a community. There's a lot of things that have changed, a lot of things that are staying the same. And you know, there's different views on different things that happened. For example, talking with Mr. Mahato, his views of school, he liked Sherman because he met all kinds of different Indians there. Obviously, that's not something you see down in Bonsall. He liked Bonsall because there's different people there, but they're not all Indians. I don't think he never went to Fallbrook High School. I went to Fallbrook High School, and I tell you, it was kind of a culture shock for me when I went from Paula Mission School into Fallbrook High School. So many different people there. I came out of a school with 23 people in the graduating class and went into a freshman class of 400, 415, I think. It was just unreal. But, you know, we did go through it. We overcame it. And I hope, you know, my views of education, I enjoyed school. I enjoyed high school and Paula school. But I had different scenario that Mr. Mahato went through. But he enjoyed his school too. And I'm sure there's other people that went to school maybe with him. And I know they probably still enjoyed school, but they probably had different views on, you know, what they did in school. He enjoyed meeting different people. He enjoyed the trades that they had up there at Sherman, the trade schools, the trade programs. And so... So if you have different positive views on situations that occurred over the years, give us a call. Come on in, and we'll talk about it. All right, this is Eric Ortega, Paula Life Past and Present. I am signing off, and have a good day. Think up some good things to talk about next time. Bye. ¶¶